Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Carol Roberts, and I'm calling because this company, whoever you are, took money out of my checking account this morning. And I don't know who you are, and I certainly didn't authorize it. But my bank said it was you, Adatime Group. I don't know what that is.
Okay, do you have a charge on your account? Is that what you're calling
I
in
don't have
about?
an account. I don't have an account. I don't know. I don't have nothing. I don't know who you are.
Are you calling in about a charge?
I'm calling about a charge that you took just this morning.
Okay, how much is that charge?
$59.89, my bank called me and told me.
Okay, and what is your first and last name?
Carol Roberts.
Okay, and what is the shipping address?
119 Upper Fair. What's shipping? You didn't ship anything to me.
I have to verify the address, ma'am, so that I can give you the
The
information.
119 Upper Ferry Road, Trenton, New Jersey, 08628.
Okay, it shows me here that there was a contest entry through a survey with Bites Hub. It's a meal planning app that helps with different recipes for your diet.
Huh? No, I didn't join any club for no diet.
Okay, you didn't take the survey online?
No.
All right, allow me just a moment. I'm going to get your information over. Let me see
Well, I'm going
here.
to have to call my bank back because this is happening too many times. And a survey, do you charge for a survey?
You would be taking a survey. At the end of the survey, you pay the shipping and handling costs for the item that you select, and then you also pay the contest entry. It's a sweepstakes offer.
And what was it? What was it?
It doesn't show me what the survey was. All it shows me is that you submitted the order with Bites Hub, and you're saying you didn't take that survey online?
What I know, no, I didn't take any survey.
Okay, allow me just a moment to get you over.
I wonder who took a survey on my phone, but the survey was supposed to be free.